Good morning, I'm Anthony Morneau. It is 6:45. Las Cruces and other New Mexico cities have increased local minimum wages. But the federal minimum, $7.25, and the state minimum, $7.50, have not risen for many years. As Ross Brown explains, a new report says an increase could make a big difference for many Americans.
A new report calls for raising the federal minimum wage from $7.25 an hour to $15 an hour to reduce poverty and promote pay equity. The state minimum wage in New Mexico is slightly higher than the national wage at $7.50 an hour. Since the current federal minimum wage went into effect 9 years ago, it has lost 13% of its value, and the minimum wage for workers who get tips has stayed at $2.13 an hour since 1991. Emerly Chatterjee, senior counsel at the Leadership Conference Education Fund, says raising the wage would do more than help lift people out of poverty.
It would address the gender pay gap because women are overrepresented in this workforce. It would also help address the racial wealth gap because people of color are also overrepresented here.
Minimum wage varies by city in New Mexico. Santa Fe pays the highest per hour at $11.40, Las Cruces pays $9.20, and Albuquerque $8.95. The report, entitled Bare Minimum, Why We Need to Raise Wages for America's Lowest Paid Families, includes firsthand accounts of low-wage workers struggling to make ends meet. Chatterjee points out that people working for tips are twice as likely to live in poverty, and two-thirds of them are women. She adds that poverty isn't the only result.
We want to index it to inflation, so that the value of the minimum wage doesn't erode over time. We also want to eliminate the tip minimum wage, and we want to eliminate the sub-minimum wage that some people with disabilities are paid.
Chatterjee says the report makes a case for raising the federal minimum wage to $15 as one of four steps to effectively fight poverty and wage inequality. 58 million workers are paid less than $15 an hour. That's more than half the American workforce. This is Roz Brown, New Mexico News Connection.
Spaceport America's anchor tenant, Virgin Galactic, gave an update about its operations to members of the Mesilla Valley business community. Michael Hernandez reports.
A large number of people coming through.
Virgin Galactic's Executive Vice President Jonathan Firth spoke to members of the Mesilla Valley Economic Development Alliance, or MEVITA, about the spaceflight tourism company's latest operations at a recent forum. Firth says the company gets asked frequently about its activities in New Mexico.
People know that we're testing our spaceflight systems in California, and what they're curious about and want information on often is what impact is Spaceport America already having in the economy.
Virgin Galactic says its in-state spending so far totals nearly $20 million. That includes more than $9 million in rent and associated fees at the spaceport since January 2013. The company has 33 full-time employees to date at its Las Cruces office and plans to move at least 85 more employees from Mojave, California to New Mexico before starting operations. Additionally, Firth says the company plans to make more local hires in the hospitality sector, but Firth doesn't have an exact number of how many people it will hire for guest-related activities.
It's difficult to put a specific number on it because it's driven by the number of flights that we'll be doing. And we know what we would like to achieve with the first spaceship, and we know that we're building two more spaceships that will be brought over here as soon as they can be. And how often they can fly will drive our flight schedule, which will drive the number of job openings that there will be.
Virgin Galactic successfully completed the first powered test flight of its VSS Unity spacecraft recently in Mojave, the company's first rocket-powered flight since its original spaceship crashed and killed one of its two pilots in October 2014. Virgin Galactic says commercial space operations are set to start at Spaceport America after the Unity test program is complete. Las Cruces celebrated its first space festival in an effort to boost interest in space activity in the region, commemorated with a replica of Virgin Galactic Spaceship II stationed outside City Hall. Firth and organizers plan the three-day festival to coincide with the 57th anniversary of cosmonaut Yuri Gagarin's flight as the first human in space. Firth says he's already looking ahead to next year.
I think with the benefit of a year to plan the next one, I think we can be more thinking about what activities we would really like to stimulate in the region to help economic benefit, but also benefit our education. What are we trying to achieve at NMSU or in LCPS or, you know, other DSCC or whatever it may be, and how can we build those links? And also entrepreneurial activity here. We have people who are interested in starting businesses. What opportunities are there for them?
Opportunities that have the watchful eye of business leaders and others. As New Mexico continues to fund operations at Spaceport America, with the TAB at about $250 million and growing. For KRWG, I'm Michael Hernandez.